You're listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com. We are welcome by one of the voted as one of the top 50 players in the CFL this year. Something tells me his teammates were, especially his O-lineman, ribbing him the hell out of that one. The center for the Eskimos, Justin Sorensen, joins us. And I know usually when you get accolades as an O-lineman, you get ripped by your fellow O-linemen.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the guys were giving me a pretty good hard time about it, but it was all good.
I love it. Well, I got to ask you something. I was at practice the other day, and I saw all you big old lineman monster guys, massive beards and shaved head. And so I asked Mike Riley, was it Monday, about it? And Mike Riley said, yeah, they grow beards because they can't grow on their heads. Do you have a rebuttal to that, Justin, or what?
I think that I'm the only bald old lineman. I think all the rest of them have a full head of hair, so I guess that would have been just a shot at me.
Oh, whoa, that's a dangerous thing to anger your center, is it not?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. This is the first I'm hearing about it, so I might have to have a little conversation with him.
He also said he felt in a beard-growing contest that he'd be competitive, which is probably fair.
Yeah, he has a decent beard. I mean, some of us old linemen grow a pretty solid one. I mean, I could have his beard in like 2 weeks, but it takes him a while to grow it. You know?
Yeah, I guess what you're saying is for a little guy, he's got a decent beard, right?
Yeah, exactly. For a little guy, he's got a decent beard.
Justin, the offensive line comes in pretty much intact from last year. You know, Joel Figueroa comes in for D'Anthony Batiste. And I know Figueroa charted very well. Well, your entire offensive line did. But I guess let's start with that. That's really been the only change. Did you feel just – and he was here last year, so maybe that made it easier. But you guys as an O-line – haven't lost anything, and based on week one, look even better than last year.
Well, it's a long season, and we'll see how it goes, but we're feeling pretty comfortable. I mean, like you said, it's mostly the same guys, and Fig was here last year and played with us some, so we're very comfortable with each other, which is very great for the offensive line. It's all about continuity and knowing each other and how each other is going to react. So it's very nice having the same guys, and like I said, it makes things a whole lot easier to play out there when the guy beside you knows what you're going to do.
Yeah, you talk about that continuity, and you know what? Is there other, like, can you take it to the next level when you do know each other and kind of be more aggressive or more solid than you might normally be?
It just changes things because I don't have, like, as a center, I don't have to make every single call because the guys know where we're going to go. Okay. And it's just the details, the fine detailed stuff. Like, I can know that I can set a little bit one way because I know Matt will be there or I know Sim will be there based on the protection or the run. Whereas when you work in with guys you don't really know, you don't have that trust that they're going to be there because sometimes they're not. But when you play beside somebody for that long, you always know exactly where they're going to be and where your help's coming from because you know they understand the game the same way you do.
Now, you know, understanding the game you do, continuity, just, you know, learning how to call the signals. What about as the guy who calls all the, you know, calls a lot of the plays, being in the offense for the second year, is it a lot – easier for you than it was, or is that something after week six of last season or week five it wasn't much of a difference?
Like being in the second year in a system is very beneficial for a lot of guys, but you're kind of right. Like at the second half of last season, we got the system down and we started doing it. The difference is now you can work on details, you can work on little stuff because everybody understands the basic part of it, the whole big picture. So it definitely makes a difference being a second year under the system compared to the first, because now you're working on the fine detail things, and each game you can tweak things and game plan on based on who you're playing.
You know, last week you guys said for the first week, a good run game. Is that something you guys are really trying to push for as an O-line to create those holes for the guys?
Well, of course, as an offensive lineman, you always want to run the ball. Nobody wants to drop back and pass all the time. So as a group, that's for sure. We're always harping, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. But we understand, too, that if we're not getting yards running the ball, they're not going to do it. So it really puts a big onus on us that when they do call runs, we really got to get yards. So they keep calling them.
Justin Sorensen, center for the Edmonton Eskimos, joins us. You go up against that D-line in practice every day. Man, they were a threat all evening in B.C. What have you noticed as a guy who goes up against them in practice every day as the big improvement?
Well, to be honest, they just work hard every day in practice, and they're, like I said, they're the second year in their system too, right? So they understand it, and like I love playing against our D-line in practice every day because it makes us better, and I think they're the best in the league, so it only makes us better every day too, working against them, and I think they're going to do some really great things this year.
When you're looking ahead to next week, any specific challenges you guys are looking for to continue to run the ball?
You mean this week against Montreal?
Yeah.
Montreal, they run a very, very difficult defense, and they bring a lot of different stuff at you. So I think as long as we can identify what they're doing and call their fronts out, I think we can be very successful in the run game.
Well, how do they disguise that? You know, like, cause I know you guys watch, hours and hours of video, but do they disguise it leading right up to the point where the ball is snapped?
Yeah, of course. Like a lot of times what they'll do is they'll shift or move linebackers or bring the safety down, but they'll do that all at the very last second. So it's very hard to change your calls or make new ones when they're moving at the very last second. And every week, too, defensive coordinators, they change their schemes. They put in a few new wrinkles and stuff. So the hard part is you got to pick that up on the fly and make adjustments in the sideline.
Justin, just your team won the Grey Cup 2 years ago, then last year lost in the East Final to Ottawa. A lot of the same players still here. You know, I don't think the hunger has gone away at all. There was a change in the general manager. But can you discuss maybe just the drive of this group, and if it's any different, in what way is it different this year than last?
Well, I think that it's different this year because last year we were coming off a Grey Cup win, and not saying that we weren't motivated, but there's a little bit of still running off of that high. But this year we know that we're nobodies now. We lost last year, so everybody's always hungry to keep winning. And it really sucks too when you spend that whole 6 months in the off season coming off a loss compared to the high of coming off a win. So now everybody spent the whole last 6 months sitting at home, I don't know, maybe not feeling sorry for themselves, but pretty upset about losing that game in Ottawa. And so that eats at you and just makes you super hungry again the whole off season. So I know everybody's really excited again this season and to get rolling again. And we feel like we have a very solid team. We got a good defense. We got a great offense. And obviously our specialty kickers are good. And so we know as veterans that it's hard to keep a team together of a bunch of great players for a long time, just because that's how the business is. So we understand that this year we need to go out and we need to try and win one, because we may not all be together for forever.
Justin, you know what? I love to creep on people's Twitter, and I'm getting on yours earlier today. I saw that you guys are putting on a summer camp for a bunch of different Cal McCarty, Chambers, Sewell. I mean, what do you these young kids that they can learn? This runs what, in the middle of July towards early August?
Yeah, and we ran a few in the off season too. We just love getting these kids out there because we love giving our knowledge to other people. And to be honest, it's not a knock on anybody, but I know when I was growing up, sometimes the coaching in the lower levels in Canada isn't as high as places like the U.S. and stuff. So it's sometimes some of these young kids don't get very good coaching at different positions. And so I don't know. I think it's just a great opportunity for young kids who want to learn the game to come out and learn their skill at an elite level and learn details they may not pick up from their community coaches or whatever. Because, to be honest, in Canada, at high school and stuff, it's not paid positions, right? It's just people coming out and donating their time and stuff, and they do a great job. So I think it's just a great opportunity for kids to come out and learn. And it's an awesome for us because we love passing on the skill and hoping we can teach some young kids to come and take our jobs one day, right?
Well, that's fantastic, and you can check it out at newworldagency.com. But I see that there's some in-house yoga sessions, and will you be running those, big man?
No, they bring the girls out for the yoga.
That's not your specialty? I was going to come out just to see that alone.
Well, you know, they always say that I'm one of those super flexible guys, so, you know, yoga's my specialty, right?
A big Gumby, I love it. I love it.
Are you a big it's funny because I know a lot of people look at offensive linemen, 6'7", 6'8", 280 pounds, 320 pounds, all depends on the size of it. But I think people would be surprised, Justin, kind of just how flexible most guys are. What do you work on, to maintain that flexibility in the off season that allows you, for such a big guy, to maybe be more mobile and flexible than people would think?
Well, to be honest, my flexibility is probably one of the worst in the O-line. We have lots of guys that are super flexible. But I don't know, just things like when you're training, always work on depth in your squats. And when you're working your legs, always make sure you get low in lunges and stuff like that. I do yoga a little bit, but not too much. I know a lot of guys like doing yoga or yoga or stuff like that. But I think it's just when you're training, you just got to work on that stuff and make it something you keep working. Because as an offensive lineman, you do have to be flexible. You got to stay down in your stance for a long time. So.
Well, Justin, continued success. Your team is off to a great start, and We'll see if next season you can climb up the charts in the top 50 rankings.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, don't let Riley talk tough like that, you know. Make sure you talk to him.
For sure. I'll get on.